You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in Thurles, a 7-race National Hunt card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I am indeed. Oh, yeah, I've got a little bit of a throaty cough, cold, throat, just a little bit congested.
Nice.
Yeah, a little bit of a... Yeah, just caught a bit of flu the last couple of days, but...
Nice distraction today, anyway.
Yeah, good card, isn't it? Yeah, I should be definitely keeping in tune. On the way down to London for a couple of days, but I should take my iPad with me and listen to the radio on the way down. Keep me occupied.
Yeah, listen to William Hill Radio.
Well, yeah, see that other Mrs. bending me here.
There's only one winner there.
Absolutely, yeah.
good stuff.
Only one loser more like as well.
Fantastic. A couple of bets there today. You got some strong opinions at Thurles?
You know, slightly warmer than lukewarm. There's a couple on the card, which I'm going to have a few quid on anyway.
All right, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this afternoon is the 12:40, and we start with a Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Chase. It's over 2.5 miles, and De Benno heads the market at 5-2. 4-1 for Black Zero. It's 4-1 as well for Ard Craig. 6-1 for Teeling Star. Calico Callista is 15-2. 9-1 for Mirrodane. And 12-1 for Mark Me Up. What do you make of the opening race, Andy?
Yeah, tough beginning. Wouldn't be absolutely massively dogmatic, but I'd be fairly hopeful, I suppose, that the winner would come from the form horses, De Benno and Black Zero. De Benno's a really likeable type, often runs his race. It's actually quite a surprise when he doesn't, because, largely speaking, he always rolls his sleeves up and gives of his best. And that's what he did last time out, when he showed great tenacity to win Ferry House. It was probably a race that Harvey Logan and his supporters thought that he rather threw away rather than De Benno winning strictly on merit. But that was a good performance all the same, because that was a hurdle race of a decent quality, and he's much better renowned as a chaser. He goes really well right-handed, and soft or heavy ground is no problem to him. So he's likely to run his race. But at the prices at 4-1, I'll probably take Black Zero to follow up a win, a course that he recorded here last year. That was over 2.2 miles, and he absolutely adores softer, heavy ground. Now, once his horse is in form, he tends to maintain it, and given that his best form has been around the November-December period, after that run the other day at Garran, he should be absolutely cherry ripe for this particular race, which should suit him. He came from a good bit back to run on through beaten horses to finish third behind Malt Gem. That was a much better race than this. And I think, like I say, that should team up quite nicely for this particular contest. He's a very consistent type. And 4-1, I think he'll start a good bit shorter than that. So Black Zero, around a track which he's performed well in the past on ground that he likes, is the choice in the first.
Black Zero for Andy in the first. Then the second race is the 1:10. This is the Maloney Cup Handicap Chase. It's over 3.5 miles. And Tom Cool Lad is the 3-1 favourite at the time recording this. Just eased out from 11-4 this morning. Massini's Adventure going the other way, 4-1 into 7-2. It's 8-7s for Witness of Fashion, 8-1 for Bill's Official, 9-1 for Classic Jewel. Bit of a nibble on Cool Nagana Giggs, who's 18-14s. 18-1 for Aunt Nora and Loch Dara and Carol Queen, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open race, the second race, Andy. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I quite like the favourite here, Tim Cool Lad. I put him up last time out, and I think I made him one of my best bets on that card that day at Fairy House. But he bumped into Father Humphrey, who was similarly well-fancied, and of course, having a good track form around the County Kildare venue, Father Humphrey came out on top. But I don't think that the runner-up could be anything other than pleased with his day's work, and you certainly couldn't criticise him for his effort. He was beaten 4 lengths, beaten fair and square by the winner, but I do think the winner's okay. And the time of the race, actually, for that grade was quite good in comparison to another couple of chases on the card. So I think we're dealing with slightly above average form for that 0-90 category. And the fifth horse home that day, actually, was the same connections as the winner, Paul Stafford. A horse called Moonlon Lane has won twice since over fences, and of course, I think at Musselburgh the other day over hurdles. So that certainly boosts that form line in no uncertain terms. The ground should be fine. We know this horse travels and stays and jumps pretty well. And in a race which is littered with inconsistency, I'll take Tom Cool Lad, who's in obviously great form at the moment, to go one place better than he did last time.
Tom Cool Lad for only then in the second race. The 140 is the third race on the card. This one is a mare's maiden hurdle over 2 miles. The market this morning headed by Mystique, who's 11-8. 7-4 for Monbeg Rose. Denali is 6-1. 10-1 for Miss Marden. 16-1 for Belle of the Moor, and 22-1 on bigger prices for the others. Two powerful stables with horses at the top of the market there, Gordon Elliott and Willie Mullins. Do you see it between probably those two?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I'm quite keen here on Gordon Elliott's charge, Mystique, who certainly has run very, very commendably in all her three starts so far to date. First of all, she kicked off and beat one of Willie Mullins's in the shape of Kate Appleby Shoes in the hands of Nina Carberry. Then went to that listed race at Navan on its next start after a bit of a layoff and ran with a good deal of encouragement behind, again, another one of Willie Mullins's, a real smart horse at Augusta Kate, by the way. I think she's one of the best bumper horses we've seen so far this season. So definitely no disgrace in that. And then went to Musselburgh the other day for a bit of a spin round, and it was a pretty easy $2,000 in her back pocket, because she never had to do more than just an exercise canter to win, as her odds suggested. This is obviously a hurdling debut here today, so we've got to take it on trust that she can jump. But providing she can, I think she'll have the legs of this lot. Obviously, Monbeg Rose, representing a big stable, has to be respected. But it was a pretty lame effort the other day at Tipperary the last time we saw it anyway, back in May. And of course, Denali, who won that race, has gone on to be subsequently really disappointed, including first time out of a hurdle the other day when she showed absolutely nothing. So, with question marks over the second and third favourites, as I said, providing Mystique can jump here, then hopefully she can provide Gordon Elliott with another winner.
Mystique then for Andy in the 140. The 210 is the fourth race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. DeSoto County is the 9-4 favourite, having been supported from 3-1 this morning. 92 for Cliffside Park. Daliani's 5-1. 7-1 for Patsio. 8 for Cliff House. 9-1 for Busty Brown. And 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. Interesting that DeSoto County has been well backed, Andy. It's his first start for Gordon Elliott, and the money's coming. Do you see that as being significant?
I suppose it is in a certain degree. It certainly gives you confidence if you're contemplating taking a chance that he's adapted to his new surroundings. Of course, he used to be with Donna McCain, and now he's with Gordon Elliott. Similar horse yesterday ran at Haydock, which was slightly disappointing in these colours, so it doesn't always work out as expected. And sort of 2-1, 9-4 this morning, the value seems to have sort of ebbed away for my liking. So I'm going to put up Cliff House here as an alternative each way. John Walsh's 5-year-old is a likeable type. He's got good form on the flat. He ran really well last year to lower the colours of a decent couple of horses down in Garen, and including what I think it was Royal Caviar he beat that day. He was a very, very smart horse from the Mullins camp. He's subsequently been running in really tough handicaps, and I'd certainly forgive him the other day for only finishing mid-division in that red-hot race at Ferry House. Now, this is a race that podcasters need to keep an eye on, certainly at the Christmas period. If any horse runs out of this Blue Hell Diamond King After Rain race, which was an absolute complete tear-up on the figures, then I think we need to be keeping an eye on this form. And this is the first horse to represent that race. I thought Diamond King actually was going to run in the big race at Ascot yesterday, but he was a late withdrawal. So I'm certainly expecting a good run here in comparison to that 0-133. We know he handles a ground, Cliff House, and you know, even though he's got a bit of weight on his back, he certainly deserves to be carrying that, considering the horses he's been running against. So ran about 8-1 this morning. I think Cliff House can certainly outrun his odds.
Cliff House for Andy then. In the fourth race, 2:40 is the time of the fifth race. This one is a novice hurdle over 2¾ miles. For 4-year-olds and older, that at entry are rated 123 or less. Perfect Woman heads the market at 9-4. 5-2 for Cornell. Just Cause is 11-4. 6-1 from 8 for the Westerner Boy. Seabass is 14-1 and 22-1 for That's How He Did It. So quite an interesting little race, Andy. Some informed runners in there. Who'd you like in the 2:40?
Well, we certainly know there's no such thing as a perfect woman, anyway, for those of us married for X amount of years. But hopefully we'll have the perfect bet here in the shape of Mickey Winters' charge, particularly at the price this morning. at 9-4 for this very much in-form and consistent and durable mare, who comes here off the back of a really good run only 6 days ago. Of course, that was at Navan in a Grade 3 over fences. And that race was really good on my time figures. So even though she's reverting back to hurdles, I don't think it'll make any difference, because she's also got form over the smaller obstacles, of course, making all the time before over this course to get the better of Lost Brook. She's just an admirable type. It's just such a typical Mickey Winters horse, very, very industrious, and sort of probably eats every single grain of oats in a bowl. So provided Mickey Winters is happy with her, clearly he is, and there's good money for her again this morning, I think she can make all the running here. She could be very, very difficult to catch, because she is a tough so-and-so. Just Cause is probably the likely danger, having finished second over course and distance behind a nice horse I rate called Roman Gold. And that form, I wouldn't say took a boost, but Roman Gold ran quite well the other day in Punchestown when he finished third in a much better race than this. So those are the two I'd concentrate on here. But Perfect Woman is the choice, particularly at 9-4 this morning.
Perfect Woman, the choice for Andy then in the 2:40. The penultimate race is the 3:10. This one is a maiden hurdle over 2¾ miles, and Haymount is a pretty short price favourite this morning, 4-11 at the time of recording this. 9-2 for Maldini. Princess Leah is 9-1. 10-1 for Kahir Connery. 25-1 for Rise of an Empire, and 66-1 are bigger prices for the others. A very well backed favourite, Andy, a short price Willie Mullins runner here. Can you see past Haymount?
I can't really, no. I think William Mullins will win the last two races, and starting off with his gorgeous horse, Haymount, who made a really good fist of it the other day on his hurdling debut to push his more strongly fancied and arguably slightly more classier and speedier stable companion, Royal Caviar, all the way to the line. I actually didn't think that that horse was going to get up, but it was an incredibly strong ride by Ruby Wars to get the even money chance home. But Haymount certainly went down on his shield that day, and he looks tailor-made for a race like this. He's obviously going back to the same track, so that's a good thing. But the step-up in trip should absolutely suit this horse right down to the ground, because he looks a total an out-and-out stayer. And considering he's won a bumper as well over 2.5 miles, that would certainly back up that view. So the fact that he's managed to show such speed and such qualities against a much sexier horse from the same yard, I think that stands him in good stead here. Obviously, you know that. You know, the likes of Maldini and Princess Leah are okay, but I don't think they're in the same class as Haymount, who could, I think, actually at the end of the season be running in sort of pattern races, or, you know, sort of the lower grade three events, perhaps around the like of Limerick. I don't think he'd be at the festivals, but I think he'd be picking up some black type somewhere along the line. So Haymount, strong choice, albeit at short odds in the 3:10.
Here, Mount Frondy then in the 3:10, and the 3:40 is the final race on the card. We finish with a 2-mile bumper. Merry Knight, well backed at the top of the market for this one. Another well backed Willie Mullins runner. Even money into 4-5 at the time of recording this. 7-2 for Jury Duty. 11-1 for Articulum. 12-1 for New to This Town, and 14s or bigger for the others. It would be a rather fitting winner, wouldn't it, Merry Knight, Andy?
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's almost as if this race is the last day before Christmas. Of course, we've got the Tuesday Irish card to contend with, but to all intents and purposes, the favourite in the last race of the day, perhaps before a lot of people shut up shop, and we've got Merry Knight. It's unbelievable. It's almost written in the stars, isn't it, this horse is going to win. And given that Willie Mullins had four winners yesterday, should have been five, there's no stopping this man from going through a really good card this afternoon with this nice horse by Presenting, who I thought ran a really encouraging race on debut, even though he got beat at odds on. I've just got a feeling if he had a chance to ride that race again, Paddy Mullins, he would have made more use of this horse. Clearly, Connections thought he was going to stay the trip, no problem, and he did so, but it was a bit of a dawdle, like most bumpers are in Ireland, and particularly over 2 mile four, a lot of them went a married man's gallop, so they made sure that their horses were going to get home. And then what happened off the home turn was that he rather got stuck in a pocket as Nina Carberry swooped down the outside on Show and Silver and basically just got first run. Now, this horse obviously didn't have a turn of foot in the heavy ground and couldn't quite peg back the advantage that the eventual winner had obtained. And as I said, I think if he had a chance to run the Getty, he would have ridden it a little bit more positively. And that's what I think he'll do today, dropping back in trip. I don't think Paddy will make any mistakes today. He'll just get this horse out in front, keep winding up, knowing that he stays really well. And he certainly doesn't want to be caught out with his pants around his ankles like he did last time out. So, Merry Knight, I think I'll try and make all the running in the last race and prove too strong for the rest of the field.
All right, good stuff. As usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, decent card today at Thurles. Looks a good day again for one or two short price favourites backers with Willie Mullins very much to the fore. But Willie hasn't got a runner in the first race, and I'm hoping that will go to Black Zero, who, of course, has got a course win under his belt. The 110 Tomb Cool Lad comes off the back of a good run on the speed figures last time out, and if he runs to that level, will be difficult to beat in the 110. Mystique also, same comments apply to her. She looks head and shoulders above her opponents, providing, of course, she can jump hurdles in that 140. Cliff House is the first horse to represent a really hot race in Fairy House last time out, so I'm looking to get with that form. Perfect Woman has been a very, very likeable mare for the last 3 or 4 months, and providing she isn't suffering any of the effects of all those hard races, can win the 240. The best horse on show on the card is in the 310 in the shape of Haymount, and Merry Knight should hopefully provide the champion trainer yet another win in the bumper.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Phyllis this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.